Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of The Mastery Project and your transformation hub. And tonight, this episode is dedicated to Leo 2026. Yes, I've gone off piste. The audience has spoken and you've asked me to do some Western astrology episodes. I use seven sacred systems in my work to support all of our new paradigm strategies and to be in alignment with the greater universe. And Western astrology was definitely my first love, and it all developed from that point when I was seven. And it's my pleasure today to share the astrology, its insights for you. Nothing is set in stone, and I'd really like to underline that there are no doom charts or bad destinies. But what does the humanity do? It forgets that the big universe, us, all of us, we're all made of energy. All right, and the planets are no different. They're all energy. They're resonating qualities. They're resonating learning curves. They're attempting always to be in alignment with us and to help us. But the problem is we can go off piste ourselves. We can go off arm in arm with our limited self, with our ego, stop listening, stop being in any degree of balance, and polarize and get extreme. And that's when we lose the alignment, and that's when the tough stuff can happen. And so for me, with astrology, you are learning. You're wising up your life. You're embracing how your inner assets can align with those big planetary movements to benefit you, to be for your highest good, and of course, to benefit all the people you love, and to, in essence, pay it forward, keep that what goes around comes around flowing. So, Leo, let's get into this. Let's ignite the flame of magic, and let's see how you're going to build your unique brand of grand in 2026. Okay, my number one is, let's have a little overview. So I've talked about planets, which energies are moving in and out, which energies are offering you things. Well, the big offer is Jupiter is riding into town from the beginning of July. And so you're going to be experiencing one of the most influential planets in the zodiac. It's considered the big daddy, if you will, of energy, the big daddy of opportunities, and also constantly offering expansion. So this is Leo in its optimistic, uplifting, anything's possible mode. Now, on top of that, it's with you, all right, in Leo. And so as a result, it's going to be in a beautiful relationship with your fire element. So we've got the three fire elements in the zodiac. We've got Aries, we've got Sagittarius, and we've got Leo. And Jupiter's home station is Sagittarius. It likes to hang out there. But when it's in another fire sign, you're definitely going to feel the acceleration of opportunity, of expansion, of money, prosperity, and also, more importantly this year, immaterial value, appreciation. Some people call it the attitude of gratitude, being in a space where you can really reinforce all that you love and share that with your nearest and dearest. So yeah, so my first point today, Jupiter is moving in. Secondly, on your overview, you've got the North Node going to be moving in around the 19th, 20th of August into Aquarius. Now, what's your opposite sign? Yeah, you guessed it. It's Aquarius. So we've got Leo South Node arriving from August onward. So what is that going to do? Well, it is going to kick any pedestal princes or princesses, dare I say, off their pedestal. All right. So this is going to be an old paradigm, entitled and the have and the have not polarity getting a little bit more dismantled. Now, we've seen a lot of dismantling during the time where we had the North Node in Pisces. All right, we've had scandal, we've had endless conspiracy theories, a lot of them coming true. And we've also had just generally people looking at, is this really the direction we want to go in? And people calling for a more purposeful, inclusive and balanced society. So when the North Node goes into Aquarius, this transformation, this evolving new paradigm foundation, is going to get a bit of an oxygen boost there. So please, Leos, note to self, no living in the past, all right? If you got away with it before, you won't get away with it after August, all right? So what I'd like to say is, in the first portion of the year, can we please max out with the other alignments before Jupiter arrives, so you understand that you're match fit and you've got a really sound, flexible, joyous foundation to move forward the minute Jupiter leaps over the Leo fence. So how are we going to do that? Well, I would like you, with the North Node in Pisces, to recognize any naughtiness that you've been going on with, any bad habits, any old aspects that you're using as a sort of buoying up comfort zone, all right? So it could be things that you've got, like nutritional bad habits, you haven't been exercising, or you're in a space where you go, bleh, I can't be bothered about certain aspects in your life. Well, we've got two other heavy hitting planets coming into fire, and that's going to happen in February 20th. We're going to have that summit, all right, that fire summit, and it's between the planet Saturn and the planet Neptune. Now, we've had a little bit of a drive-by in 2025, so we've had Neptune in Aries already showing us the impassioned rising up, the acceleration of people wanting profound, purposeful fulfillment. And also we've seen protests, we've seen clarifications, we've seen sort of phoenix moments, risings, and we've also seen a lot of very dramatic shifts in the political arena. So the key to this particular transit is that Neptune isn't saying, oh, I've got to rebel and burn everything and fight. What Neptune is saying is, please can we reconnect with our core emotional balance? Please can we clarify? Please can we purify? Please can we really let go of what isn't helping our unique and individual foundations, and also those of the society, and very much so the leadership. So how does that affect you, Leo? Well, you are a fellow fire sign, so potentially it could be very beneficial to you, because you go, actually, I've been wanting to take a stand, I've been wanting to lead, I've been wanting to just be the leader and mentor of my own life and do things differently. So it's a little bit of a, what can you say, kick up the bum, all right? A little bit of a push forward, a nudge forward with all this fire that will get you accelerating into innovation. But it's going to be innovation that, as I said, comes from inner personal clarity and fulfillment. You could say, I'm a Leo, I'm just Mr. Nice Guy, and I just look after everyone, and I'm just endlessly paying for everything. And I go, cool. So it might be that your sense of rebirth, your sense of clarity and purification is that you're going to give back financial responsibility to your children, or you are going to stop bailing out people who don't want to learn and be very kind and sweet and just say, dudes, you take it from here. You got this. You need to learn yourself. I can't do this for you anymore. So it's going to be in lots of different ways that you're going to discover this. But with Leo, sometimes it does like a comfort zone. All right. You've kind of borrowed that a little bit from your Cancerian neighbor. And particularly emotionally, a lot of Leos, they like to be generous. They like to pay for things rather than communicate what needs to be changed, or just carry on slogging with the financial burden. So this year, you've got to promise yourself, with Neptune in Aries, and on top of it with Saturn in Aries, that you are going to move into a new sense of clarified leadership for yourself, a new sense of purposeful balance. Why? Because Saturn in Aries is about purposeful mentoring and leadership. It's also about being very disciplined, or developing a degree of self-discipline within ourselves. Sometimes this can come through struggle because, for example, we've overspent or we've left change very late, and so we have a lot of catching up and investment to do. So what I want you to do is I want you to practice all of this innovation in the sense of build it, all right? If you're going to sort of be in a space where you went, that wasn't that successful, I don't want to call it failure, just learning ways you don't want to do it, or refining and honing your transformational skills, please do it in the first half of the year. All right. So if you want a clutter clear, then get in connection with Uranus in Taurus. All right. That clutter clearing's been going on for 6 to 7 years. So, hey, this is the last call. All right. Uranus is going to go into Gemini and everything's going to get a lot quicker and a lot lighter and brighter, but also a lot less grounded. So if you do want to clutter clear, if you do want to recycle different aspects in your home. You might say, I want to, you know, get rid of those beautiful cars, but I never use them and I'd like to sell them. You might want to do that. You might say, oh gosh, I just want to give these beautiful things to people to help them with their quality of life. Whatever it is, get into that recycling vibe, all right? Because what goes around comes around, and that's what is really important for Leo to recognize, is you are the abundant one. You are the one always saying to the universe, they'll make more. There's an endless, infinite connection. But it's also part of what you're prepared to let go of and what you're prepared to create, receive, and work with. So it's a combination of this. And with the North Node in Aquarius, you're going to be having detachment as one of your headlines this year. So your expectations might not be met in certain traditional ways, but you might go, actually, I'm really glad I turned a corner, or I went off piste, or I just did things very differently than I have been doing. So Saturn in Aries and Neptune in Aries will help you, all right? They are fellow fire signs. But when there's a lot of fire in the zodiac, don't make extreme changes, all right? Make your changes gradual, persistent, and focused, all right? And don't set ridiculous expectations for yourself, because all of this fire can make you feel like you're being pushed. All right, number two, relating. Well, fire, that's the big headline for relating. A lot of people will be passionate. Saturn in Aries, sadly, is also known to be a bit proselytizing and a bit sort of earbending. So we don't really want to be getting into that vibe, Leo. You want fun, you want joy, you want to keep it light and keep it bright. Well, if you're going to do that, then it is to be patient with other people's opinions, even if they are extreme or outlandish. It is also to encourage innovation, but in a balanced and coordinated way. So it's not to resist. So sometimes Leo just goes, well, I'm offended and I don't like that. And often that's quite correct. Rude doesn't work for you. But equally, it is important for you to listen this year. That's going to be your superpower. So in all relationships, if people are very ignited in their own personal truth, they're very illuminated about all of a sudden what they want, or they're feeling that there's a huge momentum to rise up and do life differently, please listen to their plans, all right? Don't clamp down in Leo traditions and be sort of dismissive or not really realizing the degree of commitment or the degree of passion that's behind what's suggested. So get your patience out, get your listening, and other tools are being really open to alternative perspectives. Even if you think they're a lot of rubbish, please listen. There's something there in there for you. And also, it isn't, as you know, all about the money. It's very much about the immaterial. So in relating, you might care to take up new hobbies or to take up new occupations or to simplify your life so you can spend more time in lovingness with your romantic partner, or you've got more time to find romance, or you literally just have more time to appreciate people. So it's an attitude of gratitude. It's also saying, hey, I need to wise up about how I spend my time, because Saturn in Aries and Neptune in Aries are going to fast forward a lot of lives, and you've got this fire everywhere aligning. And so it's really important for you to look at how you're spending your time. And that can be to be efficient in order to, you know, relate well, not to be too tired, worn out, but equally with yourself. Keep your expectations real. Keep them balanced. Do not put a huge fire under yourself that you've got to do everything yesterday. Okie dokie. So number three, prosperity and career. Well, again, I think it's a tale of two halves of the year. So up until July, I'd really like you to be looking at going on a little bit of an efficiency run with work. Now, if you've been overworking, look at how you can delegate, but also how you can team build and how you can be a successful mentor if you are a boss. Now, a lot of people are going to have itchy feet. They're going to be dissatisfied. A lot of people are going to be fearing redundancy and they're going to be job hugging. So the key in your career is to look at people as the assets, the humanity, the experience, and not to be too logical about who you're working with or who you're employing. So is there heart in the job? That's a question you need to ask yourself. Is the moaning actually a sign that you need to innovate? So don't make snap decisions this year. There's a lot of fire, so that can mean that you sort of run out of patience a lot quicker than other years. And if you want to have, as I said, efficiency overhauls, or really just take a real look at how you've been utilizing your assets, what you perceive you're capable of, your own CV, get some real upgrading happening and investing in your own personal inner assets and value. Take a fresh look, because that's what Saturn in Aries and Neptune in Aries are asking you to do. So welcome it, embrace it, bring it into your life and your working life. And if you do that, you're going to be in a much better position when Jupiter arrives to go, hey, I've got this refreshed, rejuvenated, even reborn foundation, and I am going to be in a real sense of flexibility and uplifted and renewed respect for open-heartedness and open-mindedness. And guess what? That is going to work extremely well with Jupiter. So you might go, actually, do you know what? I want to semi-retire. I only want to work 3 days a week. I'm going to go and find someone to job share. Very unusual for a lot of people. Most people still want to maintain sort of their employment space, but it's more, it's happening more and more. And so for Leo, you might go, ooh, I'm giving up control about that, but actually I'm loving it. Or I think it's a really valid option for me. Other Leos, you might literally go, my huge leap of faith this year because of Saturn in Aries is I'm feeling it. I do actually want to retrain in a completely new job, or I want to relocate. So again, part of that relating appreciation journey, saying I do want to live in an area that really supports me. So you might be relocating to be with the grandkids. You might be relocating to go to the university of your choice. You could be saying, actually, I don't want to do a degree. I want to dive into work and I want to run my own business. So tradition, yep, a little bit on the out, but we're not going to make extreme decisions. And I don't want you making extreme expenditure decisions either. All right. It's not that we are ever going to be negative or limited, but for you this year, Leo, it's all about balance, because there's so much fire around you and you could get into a place where you're overstimulated and rushing, and so you end up making some foolhardy choices that you might go, that wasn't the best look, a little bit later. So don't get rushed into things. If you are so unhappy at work because it all comes to a head, which is quite common when Saturn and Neptune get together, then don't go and walk out of work. All right, there's a very few, very small percentage of people who've got the courage to do that. All right, some people really, it works for them. Okay, but it's not the majority. So I'm not being limited here. I'm being balanced. Okay, so if you are truly dissatisfied in your job, please look at retraining. Please go into your heart fully and completely and say, If I had all the money in the world, what would I do? Who would I become? Because that is what Jupiter can give you, is that leap into that next step that is going to really help you become the person that you truly want to be and live the life you're meant to have. So be really open to career shifts. And as I said, just be tidy with the money, all right? And really look to recycle, like I've been speaking of earlier, all right? And to generate money from stuff that's stagnant or just sitting there. And that will help your relationship with Jupiter, because Jupiter is all about being open-hearted and open-minded. So you're making space. So Jupiter's going, great, you're unlimiting your clutter. And so, hey, the flow can increase in that sense as well, or your connectedness with the flow can expand. Okay, what about your health? Well, probably not a big surprise about the fire signs causing, of course, heart issues, blood pressure, quick to anger, and a bit of a lack of patience in general with life, or a sense of frustration. So all of those states of being aren't necessarily going to help your health. So, and Venus is going quite relentlessly and consistently through the zodiac, only stopping off later on in the last quarter of the year for retrograde and spending time in Scorpio. So what I want you to do is pace yourself for this year, all right? It's not that you don't need to hurry sometimes. And, you know, it can be that people do give you a bit of a kick up the ass this year if you're being inflexible or you're blindsided because you really haven't considered all the options. But what I will say is your health is about your joy factor. So having an open heart and an open mind, working on being flexible, those are the key elements. And also, again, appreciating and reinforcing to the universe what truly works for you, what you truly love doing, what you appreciate as the experiences, and doing your best to be generous, but also doing your best to unconditionally receive for yourself. So you don't have to pay for everything. You don't have to be the be all and end all. But equally, don't spend to try and supplement for your personal fulfillment. Also, Leo, please don't eat too much in 2026. All right, all this fire can cause dehydration. The body can't tell the difference, so it tends to overheat and overeat. And as a result, you just needed to hydrate more. So yeah, don't pack on the pounds. Okay, so my last roundup for Leo in 2026 is, please look at the immaterial and material benefits in your life, because the immaterial is way more important in 2026. Doesn't mean that you won't be prosperous. Doesn't mean that you can have a promotion or an expansion or even a windfall because of the Jupiter placement. But the key thing for you is definitely to align with appreciation, joy, and to keep that flowing. And really to embrace your attitude of gratitude, because it will return to you tenfold. I'm Alexandria. It's been my great pleasure to talk about Leo in 2026 tonight. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've learned something. And if you'd like to read the articles on the website, please don't hesitate. Drop by at yourtransformationhub.com. Loads of podcasts there as well, as you know. And you can also visit the Mastery Project. Thank you very much for listening.